Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hello, honey.
Hi, Katie.
You're right.
I'm really good. How are you?
You don't care about that. You've already told me you don't care when you ask that question. But no, I'm fine, thank you.
It's time for me to change my ways.
Yes, it is. Well, I'm glad you finally realised that it was a load of nonsense when you did that.
As this podcast reaches episode 10, mm-hmm. I feel like I've just matured. I've grown into a butterfly, Katie. I was a little worm, and now I'm a butterfly.
Caterpillar.
Shut up.
Maybe we'll do butterflies in the future episodes.
Maybe. This is Be More Cleverer. I am Jack, and that is Katie.
Hello.
Hello. We're continuing our mission to...
Have I thrown you, dear?
You have. We're continuing our mission to become cleverer. I mean, that's the title. So yeah. We've done that. We're 10 episodes deep into learning things about stuff that's happened, that could be happening, and that's happening right
no,
now.
No, stuff that's happened.
Stuff that's happened.
Not what could be happening. Don't make it up.
That would be nonsense.
Nonsense.
And this is what happened last week. Next time,
yeah,
you'll be telling me, mm-hmm. and everyone listening, all about the 1969 Apollo 11 moon landing.
Oh,
yeah.
Huh. The moon landing.
Katie, we have a problem.
Jack, I am going to... I don't know what I'm doing.
This is one small step for Katie and one giant leap for Katie's...
What?
Something.
Yes, so we decided that I was going to learn all about the moon landing that took place in 1969, which you knew. I didn't even know that much.
Do you know what? I'm going to begin.
I wasn't sure of it. I knew it was in the 60s.
I just thought it was, to pull that one out, was actually a really good, a stroke of genius. Pat myself on the back because that's a good topic. Do you like that?
That was embarrassing. I'm embarrassed for you.
I've got a great back. Continue.
Okay, so you gave me the task of learning all about the moon landing, which I didn't really know a thing about, but by golly, I am really into it now. I say this every time I go off and learn about it, don't I?
But actually, for the first time ever, Katie, I believed it.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you think I was being insincere the other times?
You kind of strutted in here like you'd...
I feel like I skipped over.
You did.
Notes in hand. Like, should we begin?
You had printed out notes. I can't believe it. It's like a lecture.
I used a printer. Okay, shall we get on with it then?
Crack on. Let's take flight.
Let's launch the mission.
I'm only going to do this once. So, Katie, begin the facts.
Okay, so the moon smells like gunpowder, apparently. Used gunpowder.
Not cheese.
No, not cheese.
That's cool. That's cool.
This is a cool fact for you.
I'm actually taken aback. Oh, I wasn't expecting...
I bet you're now going to go to, like... Because you really want new fragrance, don't you? I can imagine you going to, like... I want to smell like the moon. Oh, no, I want to smell like the moon. Can
I
you
make like
me
that.
A fragrance
that
smells
don't...
like used gunpowder and wet ash because I want to smell out to this world, I do. Okay, next fact. You'll love this.
Wish I sounded that Welsh.
The first drink consumed on the moon, guess what it was?
Coca-Cola.
Vino.
Vine.
It is vine.
Is it red or white?
I presume red because...
Presume? Why?
No. I actually do think it was red. It was because Buzz Aldrin, who we will get to in a second, was religious. He's a Christian. And he took a little communion on the moon without NASA knowing. He didn't tell them.
Oh, my...
He also read some of the Gospel of John. So yeah, it was like a religious thing. It wasn't because he wanted to have like a massive piss up.
Crack open the Prosecco, my darlings. We've arrived, girls.
Imagine. So yeah, wine on the moon. I kept it a secret. People didn't find out until a couple of years later. So there you go.
Wow.
Right. Shall we talk about the actual mission?
Absolutely.
Okay. So with this, I mean, there's obviously the whole conspiracy behind the moon landing. Mm. I'm going to say here and now, I'm actually not going to talk about that.
Good.
Because I started to research into it, and there is a lot of stuff about it, but...
Give them the satisfaction, my
girl. The long and short of it is that it did happen, and there's a lot to say about what actually did happen. So we're going to talk about the actual mission that did happen.
Good.
Conspiracy, whatever. I believe it happened.
I'm
obsessed with it. So, the background, a lot of this research came from NASA, by the way. So it all should be correct. So the objective of Apollo 11, which was the mission that took place in 1969, one of them, it turns out there were a few.
I was going to say, what happened to Apollos 1 to 10?
Well, just you wait, dear. Ooh. We'll get to that. The objective of Apollo 11 was to complete basically a goal that was set by President John F. Kennedy, JFK, back in the early 60s. He wanted a crewed lunar landing to be performed and then return back to Earth successfully.
It's insane when you think about it.
You can imagine how mad that seemed.
Mm.
But he was, of course, assassinated, and that was in 1963.
So, he was assassinated in 1963.
Yeah, so a couple of years after he said this, and this mission didn't happen until 6 years later.
Yeah.
So very sad. He obviously didn't get to see all this happen. So the Apollo program was basically the collective name for manned and unmanned space missions by NASA between 1961 and 75. So there were a lot of attempts and practices during that time. So Apollo 11 is what we're going to be talking about today. And it launched on July the 16th, 1969. Remember that date, fans? And it was carrying Commander Neil Armstrong, Command Module Pilot Michael Collins, the oft-forgotten-about Michael Collins.
Didn't even know he was one. Sorry, Michael.
I know, it's sad, isn't it?
Not to be confused with Michelle Collins.
Definitely not. Cindy. Cindy. And Lunar Module Pilot Edwin Aldrin, also known as Buzz Aldrin.
Mm.
For this, I'm actually going to call them by their first names because I feel so familiar with them because I've looked into this so much.
I feel that's okay.
I think that's fine, isn't it? I don't mean to be disrespectful. So the objective of this particular mission was to land and have a walk around the moon.
That was it? That was all they...
No. But that was the main one. And so other Apollo missions were to orbit the moon and basically practice for Apollo 11. So like Apollo 10, for example, that was literally like a practice to do a bit more research, you know.
A dress rehearsal in a play.
Exactly. So they had a few other objectives, including deployment of a television camera to transmit signals to Earth, as we kind of know.
Again, crazy.
I know, insane. Deployment of a solar wind composition experiment and a seismic experiment package and a laser ranging retro reflector.
It sounds like Generation Game prizes.
I mean,
a solar package.
I know. And on behalf of all research fans, I really tried to find out what a laser ranging retro reflector was. But I mean, I spent so long trying to find out and I'm still not sure. And it was besides the point. So we'll move on from that. And so another thing I had to do was gather lunar surface materials to be returned to Earth. So basically get bits of the moon. Mm-hmm. Might as well.
Yeah, while you're there.
You've made the journey. And they also had to deploy scientific equipment and take some pictures and do some films.
Imagine
and stuff.
If you got up there and then didn't.
Got home.
Forgot to take the pictures. You developed them and they were all ruined.
Oh, no, I hung up the Polaroids, but I forgot to collect them. They're still there. Imagine. We continue. So this is basically to explain some of the words that I'm going to use in the next bit. The Apollo 11 mission had three bits of spacecraft. This is going to be less boring in a second. It's just going to like make sense.
Sure.
So Columbia, which was the service module, which is where Michael Collins mainly was. Michael. You know Mike.
Hello, Michael. So he was in a separate bit?
He was in that bit at a certain point. Like most, the way that they were all in the same bit. And then the lunar module, which was called Eagle, which will maybe ring some bells. So whilst Neil and Buzz... actually kind of feels weird using their first names. But I'm going to continue. Whilst Neil and Buzz descended to the moon in Eagle, Michael remained... I'm getting there, dear. Remained in Columbia. And for 28 hours, he was alone in Colombia as a communications link between them and Earth. He also took some pics, might as well. And yeah, so that's what was going on there. He was in Colombia, and then they popped off in Eagle. So we're going to skip to the actual bit.
Yes.
So on July the 20th, bear in mind that it launched on this July the 16th, so 4 days later, Neil and Buzz made a final check that everything was good to go. And at 100 hours and 12 minutes into the flight, it's weird calling it a flight, isn't it?
Yeah.
You want some peanuts, madam? Chicken or veg? they made a check at 100 hours and 12 minutes into the flight. And then the Eagle, which had Buzz and Neil in it, undocked and separated from Columbia. So the whole 100 hours thing seems to be how NASA counts time, by the way. Should mention that.
It's kind of annoying.
It is a bit annoying, isn't it? But it's like kind of makes sense at the same time. Because they didn't really have, because you can't really say days, because days are different in the moon.
Yeah, true.
I think. Yeah? Surely that must be why.
Yeah.
So at 102 hours and 33 minutes, powered descent initiation was performed. So the engine was fired for 756 seconds, numbers fans. And so after 8 minutes, it was at Highgate. Not Highgate, not North London. Basically, Highgate means the beginning of the approach to the bit in a landing path.
Mm.
Are you ready?
Yep. I feel like we're about to descend.
So we're going to get to the really good bit now. So it was mainly piloted by Neil Armstrong.
Mm-hmm.
The Eagle landed in the Sea of Tranquility at Site 2. I don't know who decided which bits of the moon were what, but that's apparently what it was. The Sea of Tranquility.
The Sea of Tranquility.
So it landed. This was about 4 miles down from the predicted point that they would touch the moon and occurred about 1.5 minutes earlier than scheduled. Oh, no!
Woo!
Oh, drama.
They've made good time. That was an easy jet flight.
I know.
I'd probably fill in one of those questionnaires and give them
very good.
Above average service.
Very good. So that was the really tense bit, like waiting for it to land.
Like, imagine being those people.
That was obviously the mega tense bit. And numbers/times of history fans.
Stat fans.
At 4:18 p.m. on July the 20th, 1969, this happened.
Griffin,
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tranquility Base here. The Eagle has landed.
So, yeah.
Even like that gave me chills.
I know, right? So, yeah, that went to NASA's mission control in Houston.
Houston.
So, Houston, Tranquility Base here. The Eagle has landed. So, that was the Eagle. When people say things like the Eagle has landed, that's what they mean.
It wasn't just a random thing. That was it.
No, there wasn't an actual bird involved. So, 4 hours after it landed, are you keeping track of times here, dear?
Yeah.
Neil Armstrong emerged from the Eagle.
What were they doing in there?
Who knows? There's a lot of time. A lot of gaps. 4 hours later, Neil Armstrong emerged from the Eagle and deployed the TV camera, got it ready, set it up.
Wheeled it out.
At about 109 hours and 42 minutes into the flight... I know it's really annoying these times. He stepped onto the moon.
Yay.
Exciting, right? About 20 minutes later, Buzz followed him. He was just sat near the door, apparently. So
just hanging.
Do you think he did that on purpose? Do you think he got in there and he was like, "No, you can. No, you sit down first. No, you sit down. No, you sit down."
Yeah.
Do you think that happened?
Yes. Yeah,
knowing
so
that he was going to get to be the first one. Classic Neil. And of course, as he stepped onto the moon. People watched his televised image. I haven't actually got to the bottom of how he put the camera out without touching the moon. Because people watched him step onto the moon. Maybe he floated over?
Maybe.
I don't know. But people watched him step onto the moon and he was meant to say, "That's one small step for a man, one giant leap for mankind." They planned it quite a lot. He forgot to say, "a man." So the famous line is, "One small step for man, one giant leap for mankind."
I think his sounds better.
It does, doesn't it?
Makes
I mean,
more
we
sense.
Are
it kind
used
of makes
to
more
it.
Sense.
Yeah, because like mankind.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there you go. And then they spoke to President Nixon. So,
like, amazing how they spoke to each other on the phone. I have a problem getting signal in my house.
Yeah, it was via telephone link. So I'm not really sure how that happened, but you know.
They managed to get to the moon. They could make a phone call.
So they left some stuff on the moon. They left...
Littered already, did they?
Awful. Commemorative medallions with the names of 3 Apollo 1 astronauts who lost their lives and 2 cosmonauts who also died in accidents. Medallions honouring them were left on the moon. And a 1.5-inch silicon disc containing micro-miniaturised goodwill messages, that's NASA's terminology, from 73 countries. The names of congressional and NASA leaders also stayed behind. I don't really know how they did that without them floating away, but they did, apparently. And I kind of like the idea of, imagine if David Cameron or someone... I'm just going to scribble here, just so in case anyone finds it, they remember me.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, I like the
classic.
Why are the NASA ones on there? Shut up.
NASA ones fine. NASA did loads of work, but you know the names of congressional leaders. I imagine that's like politics people.
Yes.
Like it would be like Barack now. Yeah.
Barack would be on.
Yeah. Okay, so in total, they spent 21 hours on the moon, 2.5 hours actually on the moon, like outside of the Eagle.
I'm amazed they didn't spend longer on the moon.
I know. Seems weird, doesn't it?
I spent longer on the toilet, Kay.
I've noticed. And so, for real fact fans, Buzz Aldrin entered the Eagle 41 minutes earlier than Neil Armstrong. So he was on there for much longer, really. He was on there for like an hour longer in total.
Yeah, again, what are you doing?
I know, right? So they had a rest as part of that 21 hours, had a little sleep. Imagine that, having a little sleep on the moon.
Crazy.
So
just,
cool.
How are you floating? I don't get it.
No, it's that. No, the Eagle had landed.
The Eagle had landed.
And it was stationary. And they were having a little nap in there, I should imagine. So after they were all done, they decided to head off.
They decided to head off. Oh, we had a lovely time at the moon, but then we thought we were done. We'd had a sandwich, we'd had some supper, and then we thought we'd get jettisoned away.
Like spending a day at Margate or something.
Yes.
So they headed off, and they docked back in with Michael, who meanwhile has been in Columbia just orbiting the moon.
He's been orbiting.
Over and over. They docked back in with Columbia, so I think they're then like attached then. And then on July the 21st, the trans-Earth injection began. The Eagle was jettisoned and it's kind of remained floating about. I don't really know what happened to it. It kind of just, they got rid. So the Eagle had been so faithful to them, their faithful home.
And they ditched it.
And then just ditched. Yeah, sad, right? And then it started heading home on July the 21st when it was actually behind the moon in its 59th hour of lunar orbit. So there you go. And then they had slept for another 10 hours.
Those guys. They haven't done much, have they?
I know. And then during this time, they did another 2 more TV transmissions. Classic Tim Peake right there.
Ugh.
And then...
I can't believe I just... Oh, Tim Peake.
I know,
no, I don't mean that. I don't mean that.
I know. These guys wouldn't be celebrities. All they've done is go to the moon. Who do they think they are? And then re-entry procedures were initiated 44 hours after leaving lunar orbit. which is basically being around the moon.
Lunar Orbit sounds like an X Factor contestant.
Doesn't it?
Lunar Orbit!
Or it could be a good band.
Yeah.
Maybe. And so they landed after a flight of 195 hours, 18 minutes and 35 seconds, which is roughly 36 minutes later than planned. Imagine if they got pulled up on that.
Yeah, do they get compensation?
Do you think, or if they got told, they got like, they lost their deposit because they got back later.
Yeah.
Imagine. And it splashed down in the Pacific Ocean on July the 24th, 1969.
Wow.
13 miles away from the recovery ship, which was called the US Hornet, fact fans.
And that's for so scary. It landed in the ocean.
I know, but it was planned. They had, the Hornet was a recovery ship, so it was supposed to happen. So there you go. That's the moon landing. I mean, I know that was a lot of numbers and facts, but hopefully you picked up some stuff in there.
I think it's important, though. I think just to grasp it, just to grasp the insane
feat
that is landing on the moon.
Insane. So to put it a little bit shorter, after 3 days of flight and like months and months of training and 7 years after President Kennedy pledged that this was going to happen before the decade ended, Apollo 11 reached the moon and they safely landed before climbing onto the surface and America had won the space race. So yeah, they managed to get it done, 5 months before the decade was out.
Wow.
Which was the goal. So, you know, that's kind of nice, isn't it? Mm. That they managed to do it.
They did it within the swinging 60s.
I know. And here's another thing. As the team arrived on Earth, the crew were brought to Hawaii. And although they were the most famous men on Earth at the time, they were still asked to fill out a customs and declaration form
at
security.
No, they would.
And apparently, in the section asking departure from, the crew had to write the moon.
Ridiculous.
Yeah.
Classic government bureaucracy.
I know.
Sorry, have you got any bags to check in? No, just on the been on the moon, love.
So they were brought to Hawaii from the USS Hornet and they had to fill in. Imagine that.
Unbelievable. Annoying.
That's so weird, isn't it?
So annoying.
Like, I had to read that like 8 times to understand what that meant. So,
infuriating. Have you got a passport?
I'll take them to the nearest land. Oh, where'd you come from? The moon? So, yeah. And you asked about the other Apollos earlier.
Mm.
And Apollo 12 took place in November that same year. Successful. They landed. They walked.
Yeah, who was that, though?
I don't know. So, you didn't ask me about that, did you?
Fair point.
There's only so much that I can take in this tiny brain.
Fair point.
Apollo 13 failed because an oxygen tank exploded. So Apollo 13, isn't that the film, right?
Unlucky for some.
Is that where it came from?
No.
Is it?
No.
It's surely older than not. That, surely.
Not.
I don't know. And the last Apollo was Apollo 17 in 1972.
Wow.
So, yeah. And also, I thought I should mention Tim Peake, because topical.
Mm.
He's on a mission called Principia, doing expeditions 46 and 47 right now. And he's basically doing science experiments and general upkeep of the International Space Station, which is always kind of floating about. In fact, I actually think the word international for the space station seems kind of weird because it's more than international, surely. It's like in space.
Yeah. Cosmonational.
Maybe you should work on that.
Coined it.
Becoming a thing.
It's out in the cosmos, am I right, Katie? It's out in the universe.
Literal. So, yeah, he's out there. He's doing research. In January, he did a spacewalk to replace a failed electrical box.
Sure.
Do you think, like, he told the International Space Station that he'd turn up between 8 and 4?
Yes.
Waiting.
The estimated time will be between... It's always like 8.59 and 21.59. Cool.
The worst.
Thanks.
And he's scheduled to get back in June 2016, so June this year. I'd love to meet him. I'm very interested in space.
Mm.
So, yeah, that's space. That's mission... What's it called again?
Complete.
I can't even remember.
Oh, Apollo 13. Apollo 11.
Apollo 11! It's done!
Yay!
Mission
complete, am I right, Katie?
Katie, you've successfully completed your mission.
Yes! Sick. We probably need to talk about what you're going to be telling me all about next time.
I think so, yeah.
So, I have the wheel. Shall I spin?
Katie, spin the wheel.
It's landed on places! What happened last time that we did places?
It was the Red Light District.
Oh, yes, it was.
Yeah.
Lovely time. Okay, we won't go in the saucy direction then. Mm. Okay, so places. Right, I'm going to give you a proper one because I gave you quite nice ones.
Okay. Calling Antarctica.
That was mine.
Oh, yeah. I've taken so much energy.
Stop claiming it. I've got one.
Yeah.
I want you to tell me all about something which I think I was supposed to... Well, we were taught all about when I think I was in year three, but I didn't really listen because I was seven.
Okay.
I wasn't interested. But now I am, because I'm interested in everything because of this podcast these days.
Mm-hmm.
I would like you to tell me all about the Egyptian pyramids.
Ooh.
Ooh, interesting.
Okay, yeah, cool.
Buzzing?
Cool.
Are you happy?
Yeah, I'm really buzz-ordering.
Good.
I think this
is an Armstrong decision. Ooh. How? We can't even fit a Michael Collins one in there. That's so sad. No, we can't do it. So next time you're going to tell me all about the Egyptian pyramids, and I'm really excited to right the wrongs of my primary education where I didn't listen to anything.
Katie, I'm going to walk like an Egyptian out of this booth.
So exciting. Right. Bye. That's it. Romeo done.
Toodaloo.
Mission aborted.
Mission abortion. Hi there. Have you got something that you'd like to know about? A bit of information that you think, yeah, I'd really like to know about that? Then get in touch with us at BeMoreCleverer on Twitter or BeMoreCleverer@gmail.com just to get in touch. Also, if you're in a situation where you've used any of these facts, please let us know. We always like your correspondence. Until next time, space friends, goodbye.
Het leukste cadeau voor de decembermaand komt van Apple en KPN. Want de iPad heeft KPN nu voor maar €379. Appeltje KPN dus. Ga snel naar de KPN-winkel en je hebt hem direct in huis. En dat is dan weer appeltje eitje.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.